This is Akashwani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The government has notified Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2026 yesterday, which will come into force from the 1st of next month. The objective of the rules is to regulate online gaming and protect citizens, safeguard the financial system, enable coordinated enforcement, and uphold user rights. The aim of the rules is to provide a clear, transparent, and time-bound mechanism to determine whether an online game is an online money game or a permissible online social game or e-sport. It also prescribes mandatory user safety features, grievance redressal, and transparency obligations for online game service providers. All arrangements are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections today. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held for all the 234 assembly constituencies. Over 5 crore 73 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 75,064 polling stations established across the state. In West Bengal, a total of 152 assembly constituencies across 16 districts will go to polls in the first phase of assembly elections today. The Election Commission has issued show cause notice to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for violating the provisions of Model Code of Conduct for the use of derogatory remarks against PM Modi. Mr. Kharge had made these remarks during a press conference in Chennai. The poll body has asked Mr. Kharge to explain his stand within 24 hours. The notice was issued by the commission after it received complaints from senior BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and other office bearers of the party in this regard. The commission said that it is prima facie of the opinion that the Congress president has violated the provisions of the MCC. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh visited TKMS submarine building facility in Kiel, Germany yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that he was accompanied by the German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius. The minister added that the visit showcased cutting-edge technologies and advanced naval capabilities, which will be mutually beneficial for cooperation in maritime domain. A volatile standoff in the Strait of Hormuz is deepening in the past few hours as the naval blockade of Iran intensifies with new incidents reported in and around. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps says it has seized two container ships for disrupting order and safety within a declared maritime exclusion zone. Maritime monitoring agencies also report a third vessel was fired upon near the coast of Oman, sustaining significant damage to its bridge, though no casualties have been confirmed. In Washington, the White House has indicated it will maintain its current naval posture despite the expiry of a 2-week ceasefire framework with Iran. President Donald Trump said pressure would continue until a broader agreement is reached, while also suggesting that positive mediation efforts with Tehran could lead to talks within the next 72 hours. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, responding in a social media post, stated that breach of commitments, blockade and threats are main obstacles to genuine negotiations, adding that Iran has welcomed dialogue and agreement and continues to do so. Meanwhile, diplomatic activity is picking up on a parallel track as Lebanese and Israeli representatives get set for a second round of US-led negotiations in Washington. Beirut is likely to seek a one-month extension of the existing ceasefire to prevent renewed escalation. The government today refuted a circulating social media post which claims that the local vendor whose shop PM and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi visited in West Bengal recently is a security personnel. The fact-check unit of the PIB said that claim is completely fake. It also urged the citizens to not fall for such unverified news and rely on information obtained from official sources. And that is the end of this news bulletin.